So it is coming up to 11:30, and I am delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by Sean Turner from the Trinity Theatre here in Tunbridge Wells. Sean, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
Always nice to see you, Sean, and you've got a lot going on. I know you're very busy, so thank you for popping into the studio today.
My pleasure.
So, what do we want to talk about first? The anniversary, I guess.
Yeah, let's talk about that. All right. So that little thing, a 40th birthday. Yeah, big, big event for us. I mean, it's been so many years in the making. Well, 40 years in the making, but ever since I started at the organisation over a year ago, we've been talking about the plans for the 40th and how we're going to mark it. And obviously we've got the clock tower renovations happening at the moment. Now, unfortunately, they're not going to be quite ready for us to be able to go up to the top of the clock tower on the 40th birthday. But, you know, we're celebrating throughout the whole year, but we've got these August bank holiday weekend events to come. So, yeah, really excited about Summer Fete this Saturday. Going to be so much fun. We've got so many people coming out to help out and be a part of it. Yeah, everything you could ever want from an English Summer Fete, really. It's all there.
And where's that happening?
In the gardens and in the car park. And so just basically taking over the whole of the grounds of the theatre. There'll be a little bit inside in the bar as well, and the bar will be open, serving, you know, all the usuals. But yeah, outside we've got bouncy castles and a teacup ride, a fudge stall, hot donuts, crown making workshops with the Royal Tunbridge Wells together, and, you know, just so many things for all the family to enjoy. And it's, of course, it's free entry. The whole thing is free to come along to. So if you're going down to Local and Life for a bit, pop by us on the way back or vice versa. It's going to be really buzzy in town this weekend, I think.
Yeah, it's certainly great for the kids, that, I should imagine. Because, Local and Life is maybe more adult, perhaps.
Sure,
so,
you
want to keep the kids entertained.
Keep them
bring
happy.
Them up, yeah. Crown making, I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
that
well, so
fun.
Am I. It's really great. You know the princesses that sometimes wander around the shopping centre and things from the Business Improvement District. But they're coming along, and there'll be a chance for children to learn how to make crowns with them. I don't know a huge amount more about it than that, but it sounds a lot of fun.
That's fabulous. I get my granddaughters down there; they're going to love that.
Yeah.
So, are people from the theatre involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, many of our staff and many of our volunteers will be there helping out. My partner's been at home making lucky dip bags for the children. everybody's getting involved really to try and make it a special occasion for all involved.
That's great. So what time does it start?
So starting at 11 a.m. mm-hmm. and finishing at around 4.
Oh,
so yeah, stuff going on all day.
And weather's, should be fair, you should be good.
I hope
good
so,
weather.
I hope
yeah,
so. You've jinxed
so.
It now by no, talking about how
that.
Lovely the summer's been earlier on.
I was watching your face when I said it.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. But if not, I mean, we're lucky. We've got an enormous amount of space. So
yes.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Don't tell my technical manager, but I reckon we can put a bouncy castle up on the stage if needs be.
Oh, my goodness. Health and safety.
Yeah.
So the grounds at Trinity, there's been some work at the back, hasn't there, I think?
Yeah, well, we've, there's always work at the back because
yes.
our volunteer gardeners are incredible and they've done just the most amazing work this year, as always. And they've done a lot better than I have trying to keep my garden going in this drought.
Because have you had some theatrical productions in
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. So the other big development is we've got a sort of semi-permanent stage out there now, a timber stage, which was built actually for our production of Robin Hood, which I came and spoke to you about back in February, and we decided this thing is so beautiful and it's so kind of, initially it was built for outdoor touring, so it survives really well outside. So our idea is to kind of keep it there until around kind of October time, put it away, bring it back out next year, and have it as a semi-permanent space, really, that we can use as and when. So
great.
We've got the Tunbridge Wells Rock Choir performing on there on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, an actual stage for
yeah,
them. They're
exactly.
going to love that.
Yeah, they're going to have a great time.
This sounds fun. Sounds great fun. Mm. So, okay, so that's the fete during the day.
Sure.
And then in the evening?
Yeah, so then we've got a really quick turnaround. Get everybody out. Get everybody back in for the Cayley in the evening. So this is really, I guess this is our 40th birthday party. You know, this is really our opportunity to say, you know, thanks to all of those people who've been part of Trinity for the last 40 years, all the volunteers, all the staff, all the people that come and watch shows there. You know, it can't be underestimated how important that is for us. We just wanted to have a really good knees up, really. So we've got this amazing band called License to Cayley, who are you know, one of the country's best Kaylee bands, and they're coming along and bringing all their instruments and all their fun. So yeah, everybody will be up on the dance floor, whether you want to or not. If you've ever been to a Kaylee before,
you have to get involved.
Yeah, you just can't, I always go to Kaylee's thinking, oh no, I don't want to do this, but then like within three songs I'm having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
And just so yeah, so we thought that would be a really good way of kind of, you know, yeah, getting everybody having a fantastic time. And we've got some food going on as well outside, and hay bales and yeah, it's going to be really fun. Really fun.
What about drinks?
Yeah, of course, the bar will be open all night.
Okay, rupee.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Might need a few drinks just to get into the mood, yeah. That's brilliant. So what time does that start?
So that's 6:30. Mm-hmm. The band starts at 6:30, it goes on. Well, the band are going to go on until about 9:45, and then we'll probably carry on into the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Finish at around 11.
Oh, brilliant. How much is it?
£15 entry. Obviously, all of the money goes towards the charity's work. Just enables us to kind of put more of these events on for everybody.
Yeah, sounds fabulous. So that's this weekend.
Uh-huh.
The tower, that's not ready for visitors yet, is it?
Not quite, but it's coming along. I went up for the very first time that we've got some more scaffolding inside the tower now. So for the first time, we were actually able to go right to the very top of the clock tower.
Is there a great view from up there?
It's incredible. Yeah, it really is genuinely amazing.
Yeah.
On a still, clear day, it's going to be just the most brilliant place to be.
So people will be invited to go up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're going to fly a flag from the top, aren't you?
Tell me
about that.
Yeah, so we've invited members of the community again, all those people that come and use our cafe and you know, the community groups that are a big part of what Trinity does. We've invited everybody to draw small A4 flags, ideas of what Trinity means to them, and we've collated all of those, and we're putting them together into a big collage flag, basically, that's going to have all of these brilliant, brilliant designs on them, and we're going to be raising that flag. At some point, once we can get up there safely and get it up.
That sounds great. Is that going to fly permanently up there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it'll be a kind of an icon in the town, hopefully.
Yeah,
an opportunity to really shout about who we are and what we have been for the last 40 years, and indeed what we will be for the next 40 years.
Because you're very much an iconic building in Tunbridge Wells, and it's great that you're such a great caretaker of such an important building.
Oh, thank you.
It's
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's great.
Yeah.
So, we're heading into autumn, and then we've got Christmas coming and whatever.
Sure.
What's in store? Anything standing out there that we need to know about?
In autumn, so much. I mean, I'm really genuinely very proud of the season of work that we've created. There is something for everybody in it, I think. You know, as always, Trinity has such an eclectic mix of events. So we've got, you know, brilliant theatre from people like the 3-inch Fools, who created the Robin Hood, doing the Gunpowder Plot, which is their new take on the Guy Fawkes story. That's going to be outside. That's going to be one of the last events of the summer outside at the end of September. So fingers crossed the weather holds until then. And then, really great shows like Reasons You Shouldn't Love Me, which was at the Kiln Theatre in London. Coming here, it won the Women's Prize for Women's Playwriting last year. So really high quality work. So many comedians, more comedians than we've had for a really long time. I think there's always that, after the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, there's always just a host of comedians going on tour. So we've got 6 or 7 really brilliant comedians that everybody will know. Gary Delaney, Mark Watson, Omar Djalili. So many other names. Nick Helm.
I love him. He's such a good turn. He's really good.
And then there's one really amazing event as well that I'd love to tell you about, which is the Gig Spanner Band, who are sort of folk heroes. They're kind of a folk super band, basically. Loads of people who've been, you know, very successful folk artists in their own right come together and put together this super band called the Gig Spanner Band. And they are getting together with an author called Raina Wynne, who wrote a book called The Salt Path about her and her husband, who were made homeless and decided to go on a walk all around Cornwall and Devon's Salt Path, and kind of, you know, just live that life. The two of them are coming together to do this amazing collaboration that kind of tells their story, tells the story of Raina Wynne and her partner. And so they're putting new lyrics that she's written to really great old folk songs. It's going to be just extraordinary, once-in-a-lifetime event. We're so lucky to have them. So.
Sounds amazing. When's that happening?
That's in October, I think, at some point.
Yeah, just
quickly grab this brochure down. You carry on, and I'll come back to you.
And you've got your Christmas panto type production
as
well.
Yeah, not a panto.
It's not called a panto. No, it's definitely not a panto.
23rd of October. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brilliant. Watch out.
Yeah, our family shows for Christmas. Yeah, we're going crazy this year. We've decided to have the biggest Christmas ever. So we're doing three shows in kind of rep, really. So there's one company of nine actors who are performing three different productions. So we've got the big kind of family show, which we're so well known for, is called The New Musketeers. It's an amazing comedy set in the world of the Three Musketeers, kind of. The idea is that the Musketeers themselves are on a journey across the channel and they get involved in a shipwreck. And their three servants, thinking that the Musketeers are dead, decide to put on their uniforms and go into London and carry on their mission.
Oh,
and
no.
So you've got these brilliant, they're mistaken for Musketeers. None of them can sword fight. They're trying to get away with it all through London. And it's a whole silly hilarity. And it's from all of the kind of a lot of the brains behind the mischief shows and The Play That Goes Wrong, which I've worked on for years and years. Nigel Hook, who won the Tony Award for designing The Play That Goes Wrong, is designing that show as well.
Wow.
So really, you know, amazing high quality work. A brand new comedy for all the family, really. Anybody about 6 or 7 plus is going to love it.
Oh, brilliant.
And then for the audiences who are a little bit younger, we've got a show called The Aliens Who Saved Christmas, which is a brilliant new show, which does exactly what it says on the tin, basically for ages 2+. It's about 40 minutes long, really accessible. Kind of all of the shows are relaxed environments where you can, you know, feel comfortable to bring babes in arms for free and you know, bring the whole family. And it's a story about two aliens who are trying to save Christmas because Santa's elves can't get the toys ready in time. So these lovable aliens are going to help out. And, you know, a really, really amazing show for all the kids to have fun with. And then to finish off, because that's not enough, we've decided to do a live musical radio play version of A Miracle on 34th Street. So it's a classic Christmas tale retold as a kind of 1940s radio broadcast. So the idea is that all of the actors are just stood at microphones and telling the story. At the same time, there's an upright piano and a pianist playing kind of classic Christmas carols, which would be sung in beautiful four-part harmonies. And there's also a Foley artist, which you'll know all about, but you know, radio, still sometimes, but certainly back in the day, you know, you would create all the sound effects live in the studio with a table of props and all kinds of things. And I guess the most obvious is like the old crushing watermelon or, you know, doing
feet walking
shoes
on gravel.
Along gravel and things like that. But yeah, so we're going to have a live Foley artist, a live pianist, and seven amazing actors telling one of the best stories ever told.
Such
so,
fun. Sounds great. That's lots to look forward
so
to.
Much,
yeah,
so much,
you're going to have a very busy time.
Absolutely. I've got to somehow make it all happen.
Yes, somehow. I'm sure you will. Looking forward to everything.
Thank
Sean, it's amazing. So good luck this weekend, first
Thanks
of all.
A lot.
That's a great success for you. Brilliant. And sun shines, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
And everything else. But anyway, you've got the website, haven't you? TrinityTheatre.net.
.net, yeah.
Everything, yeah. And it's all on there. So we'll keep an eye on that. And Sean Turner, thank you very much from Trinity Theatre for popping in to see us today.
Thanks, Lynn. It's great to be here.